mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Day of February 2005. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. Thank you so much for joining us. Don't let Congress fund Orwellian psychiatric screening for kids. This is the latest release out from Congressman Ron Paul. They're already back in the new session after passing the New Freedom Initiative, and now they want to get even more funding. So we'll be covering this report by Ron Paul. Every parent in America should be made aware of a presidential initiative called the New Freedom Commission on Mental Health. This commission issued a report last year calling for the mandatory mental health screening of American school children, meaning millions of kids will be forced to undergo psychiatric screening, whether their parents consent or not. At issue is the fundamental right of parents to decide what medical treatment is appropriate for their children. That's coming up. Also, every day I have articles like this. There's five of them in the stack today. Here's just a few of them. Man, again, sent to prison for junking yard. 3 years in prison. And, of course, when he bought the property, it wasn't zoned. And he had some old cars and airplane parts out on his acreage. And now he's already gone to jail once, this time 3 years in prison. Another one here. Blind man jailed for using non-standard browser. Used a Linux browser when he went to a website to donate money, a few bucks, to the Tsunami Fund. A SWAT team hit him and hit him hard. I think about 10% of the country uses Linux, but I guess, you know, they say if you've got a World Almanac or driving Atlas in your car, you're a terrorist. Wristwatches. As a sign of terrorism, I don't wear a wristwatch. I do actually have a Road Almanac in my vehicle, and the SWAT team may be hitting me within minutes. And I want to talk about how they're tracking your cell phones, even at the county level. This is out of Capital News 9. Another article here, teen claims antidepressant led to murder. We'll go over that story. Also, 12-year-old raised terrorism alarm. It was below zero, and they were waiting outside in their car at the airport to pick up family, and he had, you know, a face mask on, little boy with a little mask on, and they called the SWAT team, hit him hard. Got to do that, but, of course, everybody knows terrorists wear black masks, unless it's the wonderful security forces in Iraq or our police, but anybody else wears a mask, even in sub-zero temperatures, and it's terrorism. I mean, obviously, if somebody's walking down the street in broad daylight in the summer with a mask on, you might want to check them out. But if it's, you know, you're up in Minnesota or Norway, and it's 56 below zero, you don't wear a mask, your nose is going to fall off. It can kill you. It can make your nose freeze off, the end of your nose. It's called frostbite, but don't you wear that mask. We got laws against you wearing a mask, even in the snow. Just like you got a fishing knife in your tackle box, doesn't matter if you got a bucket of fish in the back of your truck, doesn't matter if you're an old World War II vet, we're going to take you to jail. Everything's a crime. Everything. So I was up in New Mexico, up there skiing, and it was real cold, it was zero, or like 5 degrees one day. And I did have a ski mask. I was wearing it. I thought about it when I put it on, but other people were wearing ski masks, so I guess we were all terrorists. And, well, you know. So that's all coming up, too. There is just so much. That's just the tip of the iceberg. I will detail all of it after this quick break. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to join us. The websites are Infowars.com. Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, and PrisonPlanet.gov. And we shall return on the other side of this quick break, so keep it locked in.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping.
Hon?
Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey, I'll tell you, I have lost over 40 pounds with Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, and my energy level is just incredible. With me is Carla Jarrett from Vim & Vigor. Hey, last weekend, I helped my neighbor move. It took maybe 3 hours of moving boxes. Then I mowed the lawn, which I never would have done before I lost that 40 pounds. And then after that, I went ahead and did my 20 minutes of cardio.
Wow.
My wife actually mentioned that she was kind of amazed that I did all of that and just kind of kept going.
Well, that's great, and just as a reminder, there's no stimulants in collagenate.
Right.
So it's not that you're taking stimulants, it's more that you, because you've lost weight, you have more energy and you're feeling better.
Absolutely. I'm sleeping better. I feel better during the day. I don't get as tired in the afternoons, and I'm able to do a lot more. Collagenate is safe, it's natural, it's healthy, and it's helped me to lose over 40 pounds now. Call and order Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-THIN. 800-622-8446. And you'll get $25 off your first 3-month order. Order Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-8446.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, already Wednesday, the second day of February 2005. Thank you for joining us. Diving straight into the news, in the last segment I got into a whole bunch of different reports about people being arrested for junk in their yard, 3 years in prison, using a Linux browser to donate money to an online bank account. They arrest you, they SWAT team you. Wearing a mask in below zero weather outside. They come and SWAT team you. Just everything is terrorism. Everything is evil. The American people are just flat bad and have to be corralled and kicked around and told who's boss or Al-Qaeda is going to get us. Basically, if we're slaves, we're safe. If we're free, we're not. And, you know, the government loves us and it's a tough job and they hate ruling us. Powerful people always hate ruling others, but it's a job that somebody's got to do, and, well, they're just going to be our lords and masters. And it's just a good thing. And, hey, after all, they just told us that the Iraq election was free and fair. It's the same government that tells us that open borders is good. It's the same government that tells us that there's no inflation when a car that cost $15,000 10 years ago cost $35,000 today, and a house that cost $100,000 20 years ago costs $350,000 today. And, well, when your dollar's been devalued by 40-plus percent, and, yeah, it doesn't really matter. It's the same government that told you don't buy gold. It's not a good investment as they buy it all up. It's the same government that has been caught lying to us thousands of times, but you know what? They're not lying to us this time. And that's what matters. We can trust them. We can give our rights up to them. Of course, Congressman Ron Paul is a little bit upset about the New Freedom Initiative. You see, they do this piecemeal. About a month and a half ago in early December, December 7th to be exact, a day that will live in infamy, they passed the New Freedom Initiative and gave it a paltry funding mechanism of only $25 million because they successfully in Congress did block some of the funding. But they got the initiative passed, and then the feds simply tie it to other federal funds going to the states and the schools, and so it is still moving forward. Well, now they're coming back with more funds to radically expand and implement the program. The forced psychological testing of all public schoolers, homeschoolers, and private schoolers across the nation by law. Taking your children from you twice a year, premeditated. And so we'll be covering that in a few minutes. And then, of course, yesterday we talked about the legislation to expand the national ID card. Now, again, a month and a half ago, in mid-December, they passed the 9/11 bill, the Intelligence Act, had several different public names that they pushed it, that they brand-named it with. But in there, it federally standardizes all driver's license and ID cards and federalizes the DMV facilities and federalizes the databases. Well, the new bill will index hundreds of private databases into your file, and it will also standardize it with every country from Chile to Venezuela to Mexico to Canada for the Pan-American Union, and actually goes into that in the bill. And then simultaneously, Ridge is calling for a global ID card. We're already merging and standardizing with Europe, Australia, and a score of other nations, Japan, just so many different countries that this is now happening. And it's the world government. It's the world ID card. So within a month and a half of them passing the national ID card, they're already racing towards the international ID card and calling it the national ID card. And if you read USA Today or the Associated Press or Reuters or any of these articles, it's Ridge going, the outgoing Ridge. We need a national ID card. We really need it to stop terrorists. And then really what he's pushing and promoting is the world ID card. You can punch in Ridge calls for world biometric standards for IDs, and you'll get him over in England calling for a world ID card. It's a big deal, folks. I think you might want to be concerned about a world ID card. Perhaps you'd like to mention that subject when you call in. I mean, I know the callers are always coming at us from left field and right field and from outside the field, but that's what makes it interesting. But I'd like you to address that at least, to comment on the world ID card on the heels, in train, right behind the national ID card. We are now getting our regional ID card that's already being standardized and merged with the world identification system. And that is, they're doing the deals with Europe and Latin America and Asia where it's the same number sequence, the same biometric algorithm, key, same database, same system. But you'll argue with me, I know, in 5 years, when you're having to swipe this with the new national sales tax, may even be sooner, the new national war tax, well, a sales tax for the war, and don't worry, we're going to cut the income tax by 70%, and we do it. That'll be the pitch. That could be within 2 years, maybe even sooner, but it looks like five. When you're swiping your card at the grocery store, you can turn back and argue with me in line like some of you like to do and tell me this isn't a national ID card. And I could say, no, it's not. It's a world ID card. You're absolutely correct. So it's very painful to see this happening and all the controls that it'll bring. But, so what? What do I got to hide? Let me have a national ID card. Let me have a national sales tax. Well, it'll mean more taxation, more regulation. It'll mean a federal terminal into every single cash register and company out there by law. It'll track everything you buy, sell, and do. And at the same time, you'll still have to file an income tax return to assess which graduated sales tax bracket you're in, because the sales tax has to be fair. While we can't have poor people paying sales tax, which of course is reasonable, but that'll bring the federal control in, and that'll make it to where you have to swipe the card when you do it, and then you'll also have to file that yearly tax return, and then you'll be the same bureaucracy, the same penalties, even worse, quote, trying to evade your tax bracket for your sales tax. And it's going to, the sales tax will be graduated from 15% to 45% to start. And then, of course, they can ratchet that up. So I hope you enjoy your national ID card. And then, of course, everything you buy and what you eat will be put into a digital algorithm and formula. And then that will be given to the insurance companies. This is already public. And then they'll decide if you're eating things that are unhealthy and deny you insurance. And they will also use it to assess just how many people live in your house. And it just goes on and on and on. Meanwhile, while everything we do is being made transparent, they're making it easier for the illegal aliens and ordering the states to accept their fake ID cards, their consular matricula cards. And meanwhile, the government's making everything they do a secret. So they're going into secrecy while giving the illegal aliens a blank check to do whatever they want. But the citizens, the good, gullible, stupid slaves, are now being shackled quite nicely. Don't let Congress fund Orwellian psychiatric screening of kids. This is Congressman Ron Paul. This is on PrisonPlanet.com. Every parent in America should be made aware of a presidential initiative called the New Freedom Commission on Mental Health. This commission issued a report last year calling for the mandatory mental health screening of American school children, meaning millions of kids will be forced to undergo psychiatric screening whether their parents consent or not. Some of you are probably saying over your dead body. Well, that's fine with the SWAT team. At issue is the fundamental right of parents to decide what medical treatment is appropriate for their children. Forced medical health screening, this goes hand in hand with forced inoculation and all of it. Forced mental health screening simply has no place in a free or decent society. Well, how dare you, Congressman? Sounds kind of Al-Qaeda-ish what you just said. The government does not own you or your kids. Really? I did get the little press release put out by Dr. Phil. He says the state controls your children and that being a parent is a privilege. So, obviously, you haven't seen Dr. Phil. Forced mental health screening simply has no place in a free or decent society. The government does not own you or your kids. Well, tell them that. And it has no legitimate authority to interfere in your family's intimate health matters. Psychiatric diagnoses are inherently subjective. Well, you're a medical doctor, so I don't think you have a right to say anything. Shut up. And the drugs regularly prescribed produce serious side effects, especially in children developing brains. Well, their own reports, internal reports now leaked, say that they know it brain damages them and causes them to commit mass murders and commit suicide, but just, you're a medical doctor. What do you have to say? Just shut up, Ron Paul. Just shut up. Now, the bottom line is that mental health issues are a matter for parents, children, and their doctors, not the government. Well, again, Congressman, tell the SWAT teams that. Unfortunately, however, the Mental Health Screening Initiative received funding from House and Senate appropriations in 05 federal budget. This funding allows states to create or expand mental health screening programs with your tax dollars. More importantly, the commission recommends a broader federal program in the near future. Last fall, I introduced an amendment to eliminate any funding for the proposal in the year-end spending bill. Although the amendment failed, the response to my office was overwhelmingly and highly supportive. Yeah, they admitted that they got 2 million phone calls against this in the week it passed. But still, what was it, 87 people passed it? There's only a few Republicans voted against. The Democrats all voted with Lord Bush in the House and Senate. Of course, Limbaugh got on air and said that the evil liberals didn't want this. Pass it, pass it, pass it. Of course, he didn't tell you all the Democrats voted for it. But that's what he does. It's what his job is. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. telling you about your new Brave New World. Stay with us.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
All right, coming up, a bunch of news. And we've got Dr. Dennis Cuddy, expert on the New World Order and the globalist. Really one of the most intelligent people I know and most informed out there. In the second hour, we're going to be going to Bill and Mike and JR and Kyle and others. But right now, I want to get off into another subject just for a few minutes here. I'm not a Branch Davidian. George Pullian, who we're about to talk about, is not a Branch Davidian. Neither is Stewart, who's calling in. We all got together, I guess, back in 1999, because early 99, because they were going to bulldoze an old veteran's house. And they wouldn't let us fix it up, so we, in a city record 14 days, I put the call out to listeners. We built him a new house, and they bulldozed the old one. And it was, and then I was out at Waco covering what was happening there, and nobody had stood up for the Davidians. We'd all stood there and watched them murder the children, and they were trying to not kick the Davidians off their land. And I said, you know, we ought to build a memorial chapel out here for all those that died, including the police, the federal misguided thugs. But there's even a plaque for them out there. So we built a church that seats 400 people in 6 months, you know, just working on the weekends. Really about 35 days of work or so. And the guy who wrote up the plans for Joe Campana, the World War II vet's new house we built, nice little house, the guy that wrote the plans for the Memorial Church at Mount Carmel and who was there helping the whole time, is George Pullian. And George, veteran himself, really nice guy, he went in and had surgery. He had his spleen taken out. And then, you know, these hospitals, they got the superbugs in them, got a superbug, and it's like eating his whole body up, basically shutting his whole body down. And yesterday, doctors were saying he's going to die. He was in a coma on life support. Now they're saying 85% chance he's going to die. We've been praying for him. We ask you all to pray for George Pullian. You can see him in the video, America, Wake Up or Waco. We played a clip of him last night on the TV show. That'll be in this week's news report on PrisonPlanet.tv. But George is really a great guy, and it's sad to see him on the edge of death. But also, you know, we've been encouraging the family not to let the hospital, take his life support off. Just see if he comes out of it. And now they've gone from yesterday saying he will die to, well, he might live now. So that's encouraging. And joining us is Stuart, good friend of mine, one of the fellows at construction. A company guy who was out there on Joe Campana, the Veterans House, and then on the Branch Davidian Memorial Church. He's been talking to the family a lot. Stuart, what's going on?
Well, I just thank you, Alex, for taking the call. I appreciate it. And George is on life support. He's all wired up. Evidently, the superbug is shutting down his whole system, like you said. They're saying that he's probably not going to make it. But
yesterday it was he's not going to make it.
Right. Yeah, they were talking about this morning at 8 o'clock turning it, flipping the switch and turning off his life support. So,
which I'm told he's still got brain waves. That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
he could
well,
come out of this. My uncle was in a coma with brain dead brain waves for 6 weeks. And, you know, today he's got two children happily married and out there riding a horse, probably riding the fence line right now.
Yeah, and, you know, there's people from all over the country. Thousands of people came to help rebuild the Branch Davidian Church. And, all of you that are out there, I'm saying hello to you. I'm the guy with a little Rottweiler puppy. But George is a hero, and we need this guy here. And we really need I'm just really requesting everybody just really spend some time just praying for him, that he pulls through this. We need him here. The planet's a better place with a guy like George Pulliam here.
Well, I know I said a prayer on the TV and also said one last night privately, but we all should all pray for George. He's a good guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And, you know, I know that there's massive things going on. You're doing a great show. But we could stop for a couple minutes and just put a shout-out to the
Well, I totally agree with you. And which hospital is he in right now?
He's in Seton on I-35 in the middle of central Austin. In ICU, the whole family's here now, and they're, you know, gathered around trying to figure out what to do and all that. So I'm trying to, you know, encourage them to keep fighting.
Are you at the hospital?
No, right now I'm back at my house.
Well, I need to go by and see George, but I guess I'd probably get in the way.
Well, you know, we can meet up there at noon or so, but whatever you want to do.
Well, I can't meet you at noon. I'm going to be on the radio.
Yeah, that's right, so too. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we should all pray for George. And Stuart, I know that you've been really concerned about this, and I appreciate you notifying me of this yesterday.
Okay.
Take care, my friend.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Stuart. All right, we'll come back, talk to Bill, Mike, JR, Kyle, and others, cover a bunch of news, talk more about the New Freedom Initiative. Your New Freedom, at gunpoint, they said they'll come take your children at gunpoint for forced psychological testing, and they've already funded it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
You've heard about PODS from BioOx International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioOx Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioOx Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioOx Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioOx.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioOx International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioOx Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioOx Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioOx.com. That's BioOx.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioOx family of products.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All over television, the last few days, they were showing a captured Special Forces American soldier held by the evil insurgents in Iraq. Turned out it was a toy sold at U.S. military bases in the Middle East. It's a little plastic G.I. Joe-style toy, a little plastic gun aimed at him. And last year, remember, a 20-year-old computer programmer did a fake beheading in his garage, and then it was announced to the world that it was a real beheading, and it was on the news. And the point in this is that's how easy it is to hoax people. I mean, when I first looked at this picture this morning, I was like, how could anybody not know that's a toy? I mean, it's a toy with a little plastic M16 aimed at it. Oh, I mean, it's just crazy. Are people, like, getting dumber and dumber or something? But see, you can con the general public with things like that. Well, it's just like the Nick Berg beheading or the fat bin Laden. Remember that? Months after 9/11, there's this fat bin Laden in a dark room who suddenly had gained 150 pounds and had a nose twice the size. And then they did voice print. They took real audio of the real bin Laden, made a voice print key with it, and then tried to run the other bin Laden's voice through it. Wasn't even close. And then those voice prints were 100%. And then they even had linguists and experts listen to it. It wasn't even somebody with a Saudi Arabian accent. It was totally fake. you go, wait, the Nick Berg tape? I mean, that's real. Well, yeah, it's real in that he was grabbed by the FBI, held for 13 days, released directly to Al-Qaeda. That's BBC Associated Press. Al-Qaeda chops his head off in the same rooms that were videotaped at Abu Ghraib, with the same yellow walls, the same chairs, even with the same grease smears on them. Like we're not going to notice this with fat guys standing around him with two legs. The supposed Al-Qaeda chief that's cutting his head off only has one leg. But not in this. We're not supposed to notice all this. We're supposed to be stupid. It was like that aid lady who was been in Iraq for 20 years, married to an Iraqi against the occupation, and then it's reported in the mainstream news that 15 men in Iraqi military police uniforms led by two Anglo men come grab her, then they go shoot her in the head, and Al-Qaeda takes credit. I mean, it's openly admitted that Westerners come arrest her and then blow her head off, and, oh, see, Al-Qaeda did it. You see, you can fool people with a toy. You can fool them with some kid in a garage doing a mock head chopping. You know, people buy this stuff, and we've tracked most of these real beheading videos. They're uploaded from government servers in Houston or private corporations in L.A. Or from the state in Arkansas. We track directly back to the U.S. government. Point of origination, uploaded from secure servers. It just blows my mind how easy it is to con people. It's amazing. So just start thinking to yourselves. Let's take some calls. I'm going to plunge into the news. There's just so much of it here that's important. Like supermarkets, let your fingers do the walking, do the paying. Bill in Texas. Bill, go ahead.
Yes, okay. Real quick, it's very important. Now, this is about the money in the Pentagon. Now, my wife's dead and my son's dead, and it's an incredible story. I've got a package to send you. William Sessions knows all about the money he took my father-in-law down, Walter R. Jensen, from IBM. He went through electronic data systems. All right, let me go real quick on this. My name is William Patrick Jennings. I'm 58 years old. I'm a security guard, ex-construction worker, ex-marine paratrooper, radio operator, floor observer. This will come in later. Now, Walter Jensen, 228 Pine Lake Village, Florida, he was with IBM for 30 years, all right? They had, of course, the computer you have today is because they put it together. Now, what happened when Ross Perot got involved in electronic data systems? They had the software. Now, in 1989, William Sessions knows it because he took them down in 1989.
Well, first off, just tell me what you're talking about.
Okay, the money in the Pentagon. It went through electronic data system.
And you're talking about the $2.4 trillion that's missing now?
Yes, sir. What happened there, sir, the first time the data between the Pentagon and their contractors was controlled, it was IBM. That's called electronic data systems. Ross Perot was with IBM. My father-in-law, Walter Jensen, was with IBM.
Yeah, I know, and he sold EDS.
Yes, anyway, that's how they stole the money. In 1989, a DA agent told me in Houston, they found the numbers to the Pentagon in Walter's house in Florida. In 1992, when Desert Storm started, they were X-raying the grounds in Connecticut in his old house. He sold that to an IBMer. This is on record. Bill Dershek was a federal agent that was involved for 25 years with my father-in-law, and he committed suicide here in San Antonio 7 years ago. Bill Dershek. Okay? Now, they've hushed this thing up because damage control for the order. He was a high-ranking Mason. I'll tell you quick how I got involved in it. And here's what happened. He adopted a girl in 1960. She was 13 years old, and she was raped. He raped her. The CIA and the FBI.
You know what? I think that's enough, sir. Here's the problem. I'm not just going to have somebody call up and just start spewing a bunch of names and a bunch of stuff. And thanks for the call, Bill. You want to write this stuff down, send me news articles, send me a file, lay out your case, then I might cover it. Again, I don't know some of the names you're mentioning, some of the things you're saying, and I'm just my broadcast is not the place for this. Thank you. Now, $1.2 trillion was missing from 1993 to 2003. In 10 years, they admit, $1.2 trillion missing. $1,200,000,000,000. Now, I've been saying that number since I learned of it in 2003. Well, I came across a CBS News report, then I found the Congressional Budget Office reports 2 weeks ago when I was doing research for Martial Law, the new film I'm making. And I found a press conference given about 6 months ago by Rumsfeld. I wasn't even aware of this, where he admitted, he just said, yeah, 2.4 trillion is missing now. So it's accelerated. It was 1.2 trillion in 10 years up to 2003. Now in the last year and a half, now almost 2 years, it has doubled in two-tenths of the time. I mean, in 2 years, it's as much stealing has gone on as went on under Bill Clinton and then the first 3 years of Lord Bush's watch. So, 2.4 trillion, and it's a minor story. I found four or five articles about it, and I just admit it. Yeah, it's missing. Nothing's going to be investigated. So what? Then they'll bust a few army captains or, you know, generals who are caught buying computers and Palm Pilots en masse and then selling them out the back of their Winnebago. I mean, stuff like that. And then that just accounts for a few billion dollars a year. You know, classic waste, fraud, and abuse. People selling machine guns out the back or, you know, whatever. That's very small. It is massive, systematic. And yes, I know about EDS and Ross Perot. Ross Perot made his money off the government, selling his EDS system first off for implementing welfare payments in New York. I know he did end up selling it to IBM. I know IBM, from my studies, is the most evil, most powerful corporation in the world. It's numero uno. You know, as you go with classical corporations, obviously the private central banks are the biggest, but it's all owned by the same people. Top Bohemian Grovers, Mr. Watson, we got photos of him with the Nazis. They had IBM technicians there running the death camps, running the machines, running the tabulators. They would measure how much fat you had, how old you were, put it into the computer, decide whether to kill you on the spot or use you for slave labor. The tattoos were the code numbers to be issued and entered into the computers, the international business machine. I know IBM is involved in the human genome, the applied digital solutions, the implantable chips. I mean, their tentacles pop up everywhere. I mean, they got their tentacles out puppeteering almost everything. And, you know, they literally just traffic in control. I don't know particularly. I know EDS runs a lot of the systems for the government, the Pentagon, hence IBM. And, I mean, this is grand larceny, folks. Grand larceny. Just, again, they calmly report. You hear about, you know, $25 billion or something with Enron or $10 billion with WorldCom or, you know, $250 million with Tyco or Martha Stewart and $3 million. I mean, so what? That is nothing. That isn't even... That's a thimble compared to a washtub, people. I mean, we're talking 2.4 trillion now, and it's just, yeah, it's missing. What you going to do? We've militarized the police. We got machine guns. We got the cameras going up. We've got the prisons built for you and your family. Shut up. Yeah, we took the money. And what are you going to do about it? You understand us? We're keeping you safe from Al-Qaeda. So shut up. You know, that's the attitude. And you're going, well, they let them steal the money. I mean, let the whoever's got it have it. I mean, you know, shut up. Don't you understand that if they get away with that, they're going to get away with taking your pension funds? They're going to get away with looting Social Security? Don't you understand that if the grand larceny, the galactic level, the galaxy of corruption, the gargantuan, the... universal size, I mean, there's no way to describe this, of the just pell-mell open, it's legal theft. I mean, they've said the White House is above the law, all law flows from them, and then they're just openly announcing it, and it's just, what you going to do? And that's why they want this control grid. 2 years ago, they changed the rules where you no longer own your private pension funds. They changed the pension fund rules. It was in the news. They said it was a wonderful new reform. And they said that now companies, it isn't illegal for them to take your pension fund because, well, it's really their money. They can do with it what they want. And then now you start seeing pension funds fail and looting of pension funds. And that's all going on right now, too. So just keep thinking it's all cute and funny and everything's fine. Okay, fine. Oh, man. Mike in Colorado. Go ahead. You're on the air.
World ID card.
Yes, World ID card. Thank you for calling about it. Now, the new they passed National ID card a month and a half ago. Now they've introduced a Pan-American card. It'll all be unified. That's in the new bill.
Is it not enough that we get issued Social Security cards? I know that's not a form of ID, even though some places require it.
Well, the card used to say not to be used for personal identification.
My card says exactly that.
But forget the 1986 Privacy Act, then all the other laws say you have to.
And is it not enough that we had the driver's license at first, and then they turned to the credit card driver's licenses? And the you also had, you know, some people have passports that's government issued. I mean, just ID after ID after ID. I'm surprised they don't just skip it all and go right to mandatory microchipping.
Well, that's next after the nuke goes off. We never thought we'd say this, but as Andy Rooney said, if everybody had a chip, we know who the good people were. It's time, folks. You're not for Al-Qaeda, are you?
Well, do you? I think that they're going to make it at first voluntary, then mandatory, and then if you don't take it, they'll either kill you or put you in prison.
Well, that's already how it is. Oh, you want to get into the VIP section, got to have the chip from Florida to California, from England to Barcelona, Spain. It's happening everywhere. And oh, you want to be in the military, you got to take it. Or, oh, you want to be a fighter pilot, got to take it. Or, oh, you want the hospital care, you got to take it. This is already all being proposed. Oh, you're a prisoner, got to take it.
And it's just a blueprint of, sometimes I think that these one-worlders are intentionally making some of the prophecies and revelations come true, using it as a script.
Well, they are. They think it's a script. They laugh. I've talked to globalists. They laugh and go, yeah, we're using the script you people believe in. But see, that's their own delusion. That's their own deception. You see, they...
Go ahead.
I mean, no, they're Luciferians. That's admitted. It's all over the news, folks. They're members of these death orders. But to them, and then they'll still tell you, though, oh, but God isn't real. You know, we're really God. And, yeah, we're creating this, but only because it's a good idea.
Yeah, Jesus offends people, but sacrificial human effigies don't.
Well, that's right. You know, we got to take the Ten Commandments out, but it's okay that our president is a member of the Order of Death. Thanks for the call. Very interesting points. Thanks for the call, Mike. J.R. in Texas.
Hello, Alex.
J.R., how's Sue Ellen?
Sue Ellen's doing great, man.
Okay, that's a joke.
No.
TV show. What's up?
Hey, Alex, I noticed something recently on that... that report you did about a year ago about the World Trade Center Building 7?
Yes.
Okay. On the footage of CBS with Dan Rather, you can see that at about 22 minutes and 30 seconds of that report. You can actually see when the east side rooftop penthouse of Building 7 disintegrates almost 10 seconds before any collapse actually begins on Building 7.
No, the first thing they do, and this is called the wedge, so a building in a controlled demolition falls in on itself, you blow usually off-center column, so that falls first, the building doesn't fall, and then when you start blowing the other columns, it falls into the place where it's already lost support. And so
yeah,
that
exactly.
Makes it fall, it's a science, very hard to do. And then in the new film I'm making, I show other controlled demolitions of Las Vegas hotels and stuff, and we show the wedge. We show how they blow that key column first.
Oh, yeah, but the that penthouse that collapses first was added on later after the building was completed in the 80s. So
well, the reason
like
you see that actually, that's the air conditioning complex.
Well,
the reason you see that fall in first is because that's what's under that main support pillar.
Oh, okay. I've been having a lot of, good luck waking up people here in my community, and I've been sending out copies of your documentaries to the Mexican media, in Mexico City and here locally, and people on the street are, they're interested and they're curious about finding out about what's going on. I mean, I think most people are ready to wake up,
Well, yeah, no, I've found that people in third world countries and in just foreign countries, period, go, oh, of course, your government carried out the attacks. Oh, of course, yes. It's just some Americans that have trouble waking up to it.
I know, but if you get a chance, Alex, check that footage out again because that's very revealing.
It's actually going to be in the new film.
All right, man, that's great. Awesome.
So
I can't wait to hear. I can't wait to see the new documentary you're making.
Well, we're fighting to get it out. I'm working 18 hours a day to get it done.
Well, good job, Alex. I appreciate everything you're doing, and thank you so much for waking me up.
I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, JR. You can watch my Building 7 analysis that I did I don't know, over a year ago on PrisonPlanet.tv. It's just one of the free clips, like a 30-minute analysis that I did of the whole thing, playing the clips and going over it. You can go watch all that and hopefully spread it around to people. Just type Alex Jones WTC7 in. You should get our WTC7 page. Just type that in the search engine, Alex Jones, or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. PrisonPlanet.com has the biggest WTC7 section that we've built. There's even bigger ones out there on the web that came after. I'm glad folks have, there's like hundreds of websites focusing on it now. And see, that's where our power comes in. I can plant the seeds. You can plant seeds and do this too. I'm quite a Johnny Appleseed here. I've planted millions of seeds, and I've seen millions of them sprout, and some of them grow up to big old trees, a lot bigger than I am. And that's a great thing, to be the father of many leaders. But I'm the son of leaders that came before me, and that's how it works as we replicate the cure to the New World Order. As the cure to the disease spreads, as we replicate, as our victory comes into view.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Believe me, I've talked to a lot of people, but when it comes to real basic research, knowing the big major plan, the overview, it is Dr. Cuddy. And that's coming up in the next hour. And of course, we'll continue with your phone calls. Just briefly before I go any further, I have made 11 films. And they're all excellent, and they're indescribable. There's too much in each film to go over all of it. I mean, take Police State 3, Total Enslavement. What the New World Order is, who the neocons are, the fake left-right paradigm, how both parties are controlled, dozens of examples of government-sponsored terrorism, Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, people being arrested for no reason, the foreign troops, the implantable microchips, the forced inoculation, Building 7. It's 2 hours, 44 minutes long. It's really three or four films in one. I mean, just watching this one film, you'll get a basic understanding. I mean, you'll know more than most political scientists who are all off in their little, you know, false realities. You need to have that film. You need to have Matrix of Evil with Ron Paul saying those that want world government run Washington. You know, that's 30 seconds of the two-hour film. It's just all, it's so jam-packed. You need to have 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, the preeminent 9/11 film that gives you the history of government-sponsored terror and covers Oklahoma City, the First World Trade Center, 9/11, the police state, Masters of Terror, my 9/11 film that mainly just focuses on 9/11 for 2 hours. These are all great videos, great books we have, other videos, other authors we carry. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to peruse the shopping cart, to look at all the different specials, to order via the Safe Secure shopping cart at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or call toll-free to order 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Here's that number again. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And then never forget PrisonPlanet.tv. All 11 of my films, plus the 9/11 emergency release film that's only available there that I made, dozens of other great films by other researchers, my book, Paul Watson's book, you can print copies off there. It's ridiculous. Weekly reports, audio interviews, text reports, PrisonPlanet.tv, weekly information changed every week, updated every week, new stuff every week. Just so much there. It's 15 cents a day with a yearly subscription, 19 cents a day with a monthly subscription. At least get a monthly subscription to PrisonPlanet.tv. Let's talk to Kyle in California. Kyle, go ahead.
Hey, Johnny InfoSeed, thanks for taking my call there. I had a couple ideas, Alex, and a question for you. One, maybe change the name of Prison Planet TV to a University of Prison Planet. There's so many hours of useful information there. I appreciate all that you've done there. I know you like to examine things with a little foresight, and I not anything against the fine people at Berkey or anything, but here in the Bay Area, they've got something that's called listener-sponsored radio that gives you basically about 30% more information about any given topic that I'm sure you're aware of. The other idea was if you could try and secure an interview with Chris Carter from the X-Files. He really seems like he'd be a keystone piece as far as just giving the masses some information. And the question for you would be, what do you think of Michael Ratner from the Center for Constitutional Rights in his court case in Germany against Rumsfeld, Bush, and Gonzalez?
Well, I'm aware of that case. What do you think of it?
Well, it seems that there's some real positives as far as bringing justice, but I can also see the flip side of it, the global government aspect, the global justice movement.
Exactly. You know what? Stay there. We'll talk about this briefly on the other side, then about 10 minutes into the next hour. We're going to have Dr. Dennis Cuddy joining us. Stay with us.
Berkey Water.